From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy-ho, good
Howdy-ho.
Neighbor.
Well, I just wanted to say this up front. Somebody tried to steal Halle Berry's entire house. This is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
The guy showed up.
So we're getting Halle Berry out of the way now?
Yeah.
Cool.
He showed up with a falsified deed and a locksmith and was trying to have the locks change.
What?
Well, he even called the cops on Halle's employees claiming they were trespassing on his property. Now, the guy obviously is, you know.
Stone high.
59-year-old wow. guy named Ronald Eugene Griffin. Oh, I thought they were going to say John Van Camp. Okay.
No.
Not a stalker.
No, because you would show up at the door and say, "Hi, honey, I'm home."
Yeah. Their people would shoot me dead. Halle's team called 911 when he got to the door.
Well, I would
and,
think so.
And, of course, the cop showed up. And
uh-huh.
They looked at the deed. They said, "This is fake." And they arrested him.
Why do that?
Why what? Arrest him or falsify a deed? I don't know what was going through his head. I don't know. Crazy guy.
It's one thing to say, "Hey, can I have 5 pairs of Halle Berry's underwear?" Versus that they're there to take the whole freaking house. That's different.
You know what? I don't think he cared that it was Halle Berry's house, other than the fact that she's famous.
Huh.
I think that's all he cared about. I don't think he was thinking he was going to get in her pants because he had the deed to her
pants,
house.
Or get her pants.
Or get her pants.
So whatever. He just wanted a house?
Yeah.
Well, he should have gone to someone's house that wasn't famous.
Cray, cray. Cray, cray. Anyway. All is well.
Okay,
all is well.
Well
he's
well
behind
good.
Bars. Halle still has the deed
Thank
to her house.
Thank goodness.
Thank the maker. All right, it's
Woo,
time for the Who Cares
close.
News. I know, right? Whew, wiping the brow. What's going on today?
Sophia Richie didn't join Scott Disick and Courtney, because we haven't had any Kardashians.
No.
What
was that?
She didn't join them during their recent vacation in Costa Rica. And she doesn't plan on joining them for any future summer vacation.
Really?
Either. Nope.
I wonder if she even has met the kids yet. Doesn't that make you wonder?
Like taking lessons from Goop.
She's like the big sister, the big kid sister.
Well, yeah, that's her age.
Right?
Yeah. You know?
Isn't their eldest 10 or 11? They're so close in age
they're
now.
They're so close in age.
I know.
Yes.
It's like, hey, in another couple of years, Sophia can buy them beer. Who needs to hang out at the liquor store waiting for a guy to come up and pay him $5 for a six-pack when you can get your big sister to do it? I mean, stepmom.
I mean, side piece. I mean, according to a source, she and Scott really do a lot of their own thing, and that's important
that's
to her.
Oh, that's so important. Oh, my God.
Now, apparently another reason, according to sources, that Sophia is staying away is because Scott's been filming Coup de K and his own reality show.
What?
God, gotta see that.
Does he have a reality
that.
Show? No, I don't need to see that.
And she has no interest in taking part in either of them.
I cannot blame her for that.
Right?
That's a smart move.
Yeah. She's dating Scott Disick. How smart is this to start with?
That's true. Good point.
Daddy still.
Yeah, but you know what? Kanye didn't want to get on the Coup de K thing either, but they stuck his face in there too. He's like part of the clan over there.
Comes with the territory.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, there was camera crews probably following them on vacay.
Is Sophia jealous of Scott and Courtney?
I don't know.
Source says no.
No?
The source says she's very supportive of them getting along.
Okay.
That
I get that.
She's a child of divorce herself.
No, well.
So she gets it. And she knows it. Courtney and Scott will never be back together.
She knows that, huh? She knows that for a fact.
I don't know how she can know that.
You know, stuff happens when you're on vacation in a romantic place like, I don't know, Costa Rica.
You know what? What happens in Costa Rica?
Right.
If it's not on YouTube, I guess it stays in Costa Rica.
Right.
Wonder if Daddy's getting any warming up to this at all by now.
No, I doubt it. I doubt it.
I doubt it. Yes.
I doubt it. No.
All right. Yeah. So it's been a while since we've heard from Ryan Reynolds.
It has, hasn't it?
It has. I was kind of expecting him to chime in on the Tom Cruise, Justin Bieber thing.
Yeah, you know, and we didn't hear from him.
Him and Hugh Jackman.
I'm afraid that he might have, stuck his nose in there and wanted to fight Tom Cruise as well in the old UFC cage. I watched part of a UFC. I was somewhere this weekend.
Don't touch Ryan Reynolds' face.
Well, I know. When I was watching something, I guess I was in a bar or a restaurant or something that was playing on the thing. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, no, I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
You know, Bieber and Tom Cruise doing that.
So, over the weekend,
yeah,
Ryan struck on Amazon.
Leaving
a hilarious review for his Aviation American Gin.
Oh, great.
Because you can get it on Amazon.
Yeah, well, you can get anything on Amazon. Shoot. Come on.
Yes, you can, as I've discovered with one of our people at the home.
Uh-oh. Anyway.
Holy crap.
Anyway.
Posing as Champ Nightingale.
Champ Nightingale. Well, that should have been a clue right there. Nobody's named Champ Nightingale.
Well, Champ, I mean Ryan, posted that he loved it and that he, quote, had a lot. Then it got
That's a good review. I had a lot. I loved it and I had a lot.
And then it got kind of weird. Yeah.
Of course it did. It's Ryan Reynolds.
So Champ Nightingale mentioned
that
he woke up the next day saying to his wife, Linda, that it was really hard to look out the window at the Seattle skyline, partly because of the bright sun, but also because he doesn't live in Seattle, stating that he lives in Coral Gables, Florida. Also, it's important to note, until that morning, he'd never met anyone named Linda.
Right. I love Ryan Reynolds. That's awesome. I got to have to go look that up. On Amazon, see if it's still there.
You know what? We're going to have to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. That's funny right there. I don't care who you are. Ryan Reynolds, Champ, what's his name? Champ Nightingale?
Champ Nightingale.
Okay. So anyway, we'll go take our leave and go to the Amazon and see if we can find that for you. Meanwhile, we've overstayed our welcome. So we'll take our leave.
Take our leave.
Be back with you tomorrow morning.
By your leave.
And again, congratulations to Halle Berry for not losing her house.
Congratulations, Halle Berry.
All right.
So you only got a couple days left. No, a couple days left before you're...
Stop it. Just stop it.
At the top of that little hill.
I know. We'll talk about that more on that day. All right. Have a good day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.